1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Everybody likes to go on vacation. But sometimes things get sideways, not the way you planned.
Maybe you're gored by a bison in Yellowstone.
Gored by a bison, right? Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
But. That would be a rough one right there. But who knows what happened to you? But we want you to tell us what happened in your vacation stories. Here we go.
All right.
To the stories.
Travel is a big part of vacation. So About 10 years ago, my family and I took a vacation to the Black Hills in South Dakota. My father had everything planned out perfectly for the week, and we would be there. Even making room for a detour to check out the Badlands. Our luck took a turn for the worse, however, when we got to the town of Interior, population 67.
Did they get locked in a local jail by a crazy old miner?
Uh-oh. No. Greg, we need your belt.
It was the hottest day of the year, topping out at 117 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
My father decided to stop the car in a small spot with a scenic overlook of the Badlands. Well, that's why you go to the Badlands to
look at the scenery.
The Badlands. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's stop here and look.
I got my windshield broke driving through the Badlands. Mm-hmm.
I got a bad feeling in my gut and voiced my concern over our 1999 minivan being able to start back up again, especially in the hot, dry air. I don't know how old the son is when he's saying this to his
when
father.
When he's worried, right.
And what experience had they had with hot weather in this van in the past where the kid knew that this thing doesn't like to start when it's hot like this once we shut it down, Dad?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My dad waved it off and said, "We'll be fine. Stop worrying." My concerns turned out to be correct, however, because after we had taken a couple of family pictures and jumped back in the van, it refused to turn over.
Oh, even turn over. Wow.
We had to wait 3 hours in sweltering hot temperatures while we waited for the park rangers and a tow truck to show up. Upon climbing in the back of one of the police SUVs, the rangers told us it was a good thing we called now and didn't leave the van parked overnight because it would have been broken into and our tires would have been stolen.
What?
By whom?
Wow.
Well, it is the Badlands, I guess. Okay.
After 2 days in a scummy motel waiting for our van to be fixed, we were back on the road headed to the Black Hills. Wow, didn't turn around. Our bad luck hadn't ran out, though, because no sooner had we got to our hotel than my sister tossed her cookies all over the one bathroom we had.
Oh, yeah.
Our trip to Mount Rushmore was hindered because my sister was too sick to walk and had to have my dad carry her through most of the day. She didn't recover enough to actually partake in anything else until the day before we had to leave.
What would you think if you saw Dad carrying a child
a sacrifice
around to Mount Rushmore? It'd be like, you think about going home?
Gold,
oh, well, that's cool. Hope he got something.
Don't worry, my sister sucked on a damp rag all day. She was fine.
Oh, yeah.
In February 2014, my then-girlfriend and I went on a road trip with my mother and father to Florida for Disney World and the Kennedy Space Center. Our transport was a 2004 Dodge car.
Was that this Dodge minivan in the last one?
Are we on a Dodge theme today?
No, it just says 1999 okay. Minivan. It had about 250,000 miles on it. Highlights include booking a hotel with a hot tub, only to find it filled with cement.
Well, on the brochure.
Like you're all excited about it, didn't get there.
On the website.
Who fills a hot tub with concrete? Okay.
Booking two hotels for the same day because the first hotel didn't have a hot tub. And then spending all of 15 minutes in the second hotel hot tub and staying in a timeshare 2 hours from both the Space Center and Disney World. 2 hour trip will be either. That may not sound bad, but the trip took a steep nosedive on our drive back to Wisconsin. We got to experience the infamous traffic of Atlanta during rush hour.
Ooh.
The hours of stop-and-go traffic must have really done a number on the transmission, because right after we got through Atlanta, the car began to shake wildly. We limped the van into the nearest town where a convention was taking place, so nearly all the hotel rooms were full. How does that always happen?
Sure.
We wasted a full day hoping that the $1,300 repair would fix the issue. It didn't. We abandoned the van in a Walmart parking lot.
The van just walked away?
And drove the rest of the way in a rental car.
Oh, man, you just spent $1,300?
All right, you get the plate, you pry the VIN off the thing, and let's get out of here.
Around 3 a.m., we hit a snowstorm in Indiana, but I drove on.
Oh.
Eventually got home safely, but I will avoid road trips whenever I can from now on.
And it was the then-girlfriend, so I wonder how she took all that. Did the hot tub do it in?
Just another, yeah.
She was so pissed.
Look, this one has a hot tub.
Right.
And then when you finally get a hot tub, you spend 15 minutes and nah.
God. Makes me not want to go anywhere right now.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the laws were in 1968, but I'm sure my parents would be in prison if this happened today. We are on our way to camp in Key West, Florida. Living in West Ellis, I had never seen the ocean and was looking forward to this all summer. We were traveling with our neighbors, so we had two cars to divide up our family of six and neighbors four, 10 people.
Yeah.
We had an air-conditioned-less Galaxy 500, and they had a Buick something. Both my parents smoked a lot, and we we always tried to get out of the smog and into the other smoke-free car at every stop. One stop was in the middle of nowhere, Indiana, at a two-pump gas station. My parents were busy pumping gas, smoking, and checking maps, everything except keeping track of their 8-year-old boy. I had wandered off and took an exceptionally long time in the bathroom. When I emerged, I could see the taillights of the Galaxy 500 in Buick.
Kevin!
Yeah.
Sure. And there's two cars, so they both think he's in the other car.
Right.
Yeah, boy.
Mm-hmm. You just, you know, gave us the next two sentences, but I'll read them anyway.
Yeah.
Each car assuming I was in the other until the next stop. In Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
So they traveled through Indiana, Kentucky, and into Tennessee.
Rather than my mom freaking out and immediately turning around, they called my grandparents to come and get me. I missed the whole trip and spent a week with those miserable people watching Lawrence Welk Gunsmoke and grocery shopping.
Wow. How long?
There's no sense of vacation being ruined for everybody. I'll call my parents and they'll come and get them.
Those were the 1968 maternal instincts?
No kidding. She's a gem. Wow. You ever hear of Lisa French?
Wow.
No, let's see here. No, this is good. The peaceful night was shattered. The sounds of chirping crickets and frogs gave way to the sound of my mild-mannered wife shouting at the top of her lungs, "What the F are you doing in our cooler?" A bobbing lantern had been moving through the campground through the night, pausing at the coolers of unsuspecting campers.
Uh-huh.
Teens camping in a nearby spot without their required parent had been on a midnight quest for beer.
Makes sense.
And were finding plenty to slake their thirst. My campsite was a bad choice. The mama inside had been watching them and destroyed the alcohol-fueled expedition with one shouted sentence. Alas, for them, she didn't stop there. Hurtling over the bodies of myself and our children, she sprinted across the tent and through the door without bothering to actually zip it open and chased after them. Not knowing what was going on or who we were dealing with and whether she would be in any danger, I followed after her, stopping by the fire ring to grab my 12-pound splitting maul.
Well, okay. Yeah.
The mall makes a story. Yeah. Wow.
Once she caught up with the teens, my wife proceeded to explain camp etiquette to them at the top of her lungs. The shaking teens didn't quite know what to make of it. From the campsite next to us, my brother-in-law went to get the ranger. The ranger forced the teens to break camp and leave immediately. Just get out.
All right.
Wow, okay, you know, so you can't handle it.
We're drunk,
but we're drunk. Get out.
Mild-mannered
or
not. Your problem.
Don't ever get on the wrong side of my wife. And when camping, keep your cooler full of beer locked in a vehicle at night.
I suppose.
Right. Man, I hope the next story is from a marauding band of teenagers.
We just wanted to have a couple Miller Lights.
Just looking for beer. This crazy thing.
She totally went, and the other dude had a mall.
Dude had a sledgehammer.
Well, almost ran us
that's
over.
That's a vacation story yeah. for somebody else.
Yeah, right.
I was on my honeymoon. It was a one-week cruise from Texas to Mexico with two port stops, one in Merida and the last in Cozumel. We drove back from Milwaukee to Texas, and we're going to take our time coming back. That did not happen. After an underwater snorkeling excursion in Cozumel, I somehow slipped on the stairs and completely busted my ankles.
Both?
Wow.
That's what he says. That was just the beginning.
This is his honeymoon.
No kidding. You have to be on top.
I was taken by ambulance to the cruise ship because we were set to leave port in an hour. The captain comes out to inform us that the x-ray machine is broken and they wouldn't know how to treat me without knowing if the ankles are broken or not.
Sure.
I have to make the decision to go to the hospital in Mexico and risk missing the ship. I ask the ambulance drivers if they can get me there and back within 45 minutes. That's
with x-rays done. And you know,
no, come on.
They assured me they could.
Sí, señor.
Sí, señor.
Vamos. Ven aquí.
Oh, sí, señor. 45 minutes.
So to the hospital I went. Rushed in, x-rays taken, yes, right leg is broken, it will need surgery to fix it. Other ankle badly sprained. They set my leg, gave me pain pills, and I'm back to the cruise ship. Wow, so
okay.
They did. Two days at sea, back to Texas in a non-accessible room, meaning wheelchair could not fit
right.
Any steps to get into the
oh,
rooms.
Thank you.
Didn't happen.
So they have to sleep in the lounge?
I have one broken ankle and one I can barely put weight on. What are you at all putting? Trying to walk with crutches was pure torture. I could not use the bathroom in the room because there was a step to get into it. So that meant continually having to get to the wheelchair to use the accessible bathroom on the main deck. Once we get back to port, my husband drives straight through to Wisconsin and to the hospital. Yet I have to wait another week for surgery because my leg is so swollen.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Happy honeymoon.
Unless you get married again.
Whoa.
It could happen all over again. Oh, that was pretty good. Those are pretty horrible.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah.
Left at a,
we didn't use the word horror.
Left at a gas station by my mom and dad who didn't come back to get me. They called my grandparents.
I'll call my mom. Hey, Ma, you gotta go.